Oftentimes, when driving into Pittsfield from the south, commuters will get stopped at a light at Housatonic and South Street. The intersection looks like any other, with a few car repair places, some businesses, and a real estate office, which has a small grocery store above it. The grocery store keeps old-fashioned signs in the windows, advertising things like instant gratification for $10.99, or juicy gossip for 39 cents, or fresh baked boredom for 59 cents. Well, maybe it's not that typical, and maybe it's not a grocery store at all. Leslie Farron owns and operates the Farron Art Gallery just a few blocks up.
You know, you sit at the light and you look up and, you know, it's always, what do they have up there now? You know, what's the idea of the week? And, you know, often it's exactly what you were thinking of, but somebody put it into words that were, you know, incredibly funny. So it would set off our day on when we were commuting up from Lenox through Pittsfield. It was like, you know, I always hope for a red light.
The signs are actually a part of the Empty Set Art Studio, run by husband and wife Michael McKay and Monica Pizzichemi. They say the idea started out a decade ago.
Grocery store signs were the first signs that we put up in the windows, besides Coming Soon, Empty Set Gallery of Contemporary Art, it was called then. And as soon as we opened, or the week before we opened, we put up the signs. They were a different flavor. They were white, black, and red. And it was for attention grabbing, basically.
Yeah, it was basically just to make people realize that something was happening in the space. The original inspiration came from a photograph in a book called Boring Postcards, and it was just a photo of an old supermarket back in the 50s with these signs in their windows, and basically you couldn't see into the space because it was just these signs. And it just, I don't know, all my own work has like a heavy dose of nostalgia to it.
Over the years, dozens of different tongue-in-cheek signs have adorned the studio's windows. Pittsfield's Mayor James Roberto frequently looks up as he goes by.
I'm humored. Most of the time I'm humored. And most of the time I look up to see if the signs have been changed.
I asked Governor Deval Patrick what he thought of some of the ideas, like brand name tedium for $1.50 or disposable truth for $1.99.
That's very funny. That's very funny. But no, I'm not going to read it on air.
In a broader sense, the Massachusetts governor is in support of using public art to stimulate a lagging city.
I love it. I mean, first of all art, the visual arts, the performing arts, completes us. Completes communities, completes human beings, and to see art in public places, I think is very cool. And to see it more and more here in Berkshire County is pretty great.
Modern Pittsfield is known for its Main Street art, but looking back 10 years, Mayor Roberto admits it was a sad little downtown.
And I think the spirit reflected exactly what it looked like. It was very empty, very hollow, and very boring. Now, as you go from up that corridor of South Street, the first corridor that has had its had streetscape, starting from the artist's building on the second floor, I think you see so much more in the way of just property improvement, and certainly the museum and the colonial stand out, and streetscape now pulls the whole package together.
Monica Pizzichemi reflects on those days when they were just starting out, and she tried to help stimulate an arts movement.
I was part of an organization called the North Street Arts Collaborative that was on North Street, and that was an organization that tried to work with other organizations, like civic organizations in Pittsfield, which was what Pittsfield was at that point. It seemed like you would come to North Street, and all it was, you know, youth programs and programs for seniors and programs for disabled and, you know, juvenile hall and, you know, the court, and there really wasn't anything. There were a few stores, and there were a lot of empty storefronts.
She says the good old boy network that ran Pittsfield wasn't listening to the fledgling movement. In spite of the challenges, the couple persisted with their vision to create the empty set.
Mike decided that he wanted to open a gallery. And he wanted to open a gallery that would show really hard-to-look-at artwork that we weren't seeing here in the Berkshires. If you went into Lenox and you went into Great Barrington, it was really pretty artwork. It was artwork that reminded you of how gorgeous the Berkshires were, but didn't really make you... At that time, it didn't really make you think or challenge you at all.
Now there are dozens of galleries and studio spaces up and down North and South Streets, much because of initiatives launched out of the current mayor's office. The Empty Set founders, however, planted themselves several years before the movement really got its foothold and now exist outside the orbit of the current sweep. The couple does not receive any rent remissions or outside funding. They're simply rent-paying tenants and are noticing that the storefront artist project was so successful that space is drying up.
Yeah, people eventually get pushed out, and everyone knew it was going to happen.
That was the whole idea behind the storefront artist, was make the city look appealing and to people who want to open businesses. And sure, they get some great space for a little while, and for a lot of artists that was great because they didn't have the opportunity, but now they're on their own trying to find another place to be.
The grocery store signs, although for sale, are not the main focus of the Empty Set artists. She works with materials, and he does buildingscape paintings. So imported faux pas for $6 a pound, or 100% total abandoned for $4.99, are not the only things for sale. Mike McKay talks about which one of the over 70 signs is his favorite.
I really don't have a favorite. I mean, people ask me this all the time, and it's really, it's how I feel in the morning when I wake up, you know, basically. Might be one of the darker ones. I mean, some are not as dark as some of the others. Some are actually kind of light.
I don't know. I like extra lean time to make offer. Well. Artificially flavored intelligence, 98 cents a gallon.
Neighboring gallery owner Leslie Farron explains that the usage of words in art, especially ironic words, is becoming its own movement in the art world.
A couple of years ago when I went down to Art Miami, I typically shoot as I go, shoot pictures as I go, and I started to just, you know, focus on word art as I wandered through the fairs. And it became pretty clear that that's, you know, a genre unto itself, and whether it's in neon or signs or photography or... you know, the letters themselves, you know, I mean, there's, you know, an incredible history that is being built on, but right now, as everything becomes words and art is, you know, the lives of the artists are art itself, you know, it's almost indistinguishable. So this particular space with the signs on the windows, it's exactly what's going on in art today.
So the gallery's deals on things like Snack Size Denial, 3 for 99 cents, or Dashed Hopes, buy one, get one free, are going fast and time is limited as the artists are toying with the idea of pulling the signs down after a 10-year run. To see pictures and learn more about the Empty Set in Pittsfield, log on to WAMC.org. And if you're stuck at the light at South and Housatonic, look up to get some extra strength anxiety for $179. Reporting from Pittsfield, I'm Charlie Dietz with WAMC News.